Welcome to Talking Tax's Hill Roundtable, a Bloomberg Tax podcast. We'll sit down with our Hill team to discuss the latest legislative activity dealing with tax. I'm your host, Amanda Icone, and we're excited you're here. Hi, I'm joined today by Bloomberg Tax reporter Lydia O'Neill. Thanks for joining me, Lydia.
Thanks for having me, Amanda.
Well, we're expecting to hear from the IRS any day now what their contingency plans for the shutdown will be now that we're into filing season. Lydia, do we have any idea what to expect from that plan?
Well, right now the IRS is working with bare bones skeleton staff, and they released a contingency plan for prior to the filing season, so ending December 31st, for what they would do amid a shutdown then. But now what's considered an essential employee has expanded as the filing season has begun. So they're expected to call back a lot of furloughed employees, potentially thousands, who are now deemed essential to the filing season. We're waiting for this report. It should come out any day now. So we have our eyes on that.
So something we might be able to expect this week then.
Yes.
In the meantime, House Democrats have wasted no time in releasing their first piece of major legislation. It included a number of tax provisions. Lydia, can you walk us through what some of those changes might be?
Sure. It was mainly focused on campaign finance reform, but the two big takeaways tax-wise were the mandate that vice presidents and presidents, and also nominees for the presidency and vice presidency, release 10 years of tax returns. So that goes a little bit beyond Senate Finance Committee Ranking Member Ron Wyden's proposal to require sitting presidents and presidential nominees to release just 3 years of tax returns to the public. Another provision in H.R. 1 would stop lawmakers from blocking an IRS rulemaking project that was meant to clarify what activities 501c4 dark money groups could engage in and still retain their tax-exempt 501c4 status. In 2013, the IRS issued proposed rules that would clarify this, but in the last few years in budget bills, the GOP has blocked them, essentially saying that the IRS couldn't use any funding in the appropriations bills to continue this rulemaking project.
So this would effectively allow the IRS to reinitiate that rulemaking process regarding this particular type of tax-exempt entity.
Right, yes.
Technical corrections. Former outgoing Chairman Brady issued a technical corrections draft bill on his last day, sort of spelling out what Democrats could do to make technical fixes to last year's tax law, or the 2017 tax law, I guess I should say. Do we have any idea what Democrats will do in terms of technical corrections? Will they act on any of those recommendations from Chairman Brady? Where do they stand in terms of the 2017 tax law?
Democrats want to conduct a thorough review of the law, though it's unclear what they'd want in return for making the corrections Republicans want to numerous errors in the text. I spoke with Richard Neal, the new chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, on Friday, and he said he didn't have a timeline yet for this review.
Speaking of House Ways and Means, there are still a number of open spots on the committee. Did Chairman Neal provide any updates about who else would be named to the committee?
He said the funeral ceremonies for the late President Bush set this back, though it's been a few weeks since that happened. But he also could not provide a timeline on this. I spoke to Representative Jimmy Panetta of California, who is among the possible contenders for a spot on Ways and Means. And he said it was up to the steering committee and leadership as to whether he would get that spot, but he would be honored if he got it.
Meanwhile, the Senate Finance Committee has been shuffling its staff. We know a little bit more about who will be working for Chairman Grassley. What's the latest there?
The Senate Finance Committee is a bit ahead of House Ways and Means, as last week the committee filled its open spots and Senator Chuck Grassley officially moved from chair of the Judiciary Committee to the Finance Committee. Grassley also announced his new staff, snagging a former senior tax counsel to Senator John Thune for his chief tax counsel, Mark Warren. Warren was previously on Ways and Means and has also served as Vice President of Tax and Finance for a retail trade group.
Great. Thanks, Lydia. That's it for us for this week. I'd like to thank Lydia O'Neill for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Talking Tax. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Bloomberg Tax and subscribe to our show on iTunes or SoundCloud. Tune in next time for even more analysis on the tax news of the day. From the nation's capital, I'm Amanda Icone.